Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man?
What's going on, Doctor? Isaac Bruce is in the house. Doc Holliday is in the house. What we got? We got preseason game number two in the books.
Preseason game number two and preseason game number two loss. This time we lost to the Las Vegas Raiders, man. But it's preseason. So, you know, we're trying to try some people out, man. Our starters aren't playing, but fact of the matter is, even though it's preseason, before we talk about a couple of players, even though it's preseason, you still don't like to lose, man. And right now we 0-2, man. You still like to win the games that you're out there playing. But I know when I was in preseason, I always wanted us to win because I would think that the coaches wouldn't be too pissed off the next week and start cutting people. But anyway, so far, man, it's 0-2 because I know they had to cut people anyway. But so far, we're 0-2, man. But it really ain't no big deal, though, Isaac.
No, you know what? The Grim Reaper is coming regardless. So, you know, maybe my thinking as far as preseason games, man, you want to kind of create situations and see how current players, well, not really your starters, but guys who are maybe deemed your backup will respond to those situations, man, because – you really want to see what's on the inside of them. And anytime pressure comes around in any situation in life, that real person shows up. So you want to see the realness of those new football players that you're not used to. You've only seen them on film. You've seen them in OTA situations. But once again, when you put the silks on and when there's pressure, when there's a different type color that's across from that guy, you want to see how he responds, if he responds or if he reacts. And most people that do a lot of reacting, they don't do a lot of responding, and they tend to remain and stay where they are.
And speaking of reacting, man, so far, just after two preseason games, I want to talk about the backup quarterback position. We know John Wolford is the backup, but, hey, man, I'm extremely impressed how Bryce Perkins has been playing so far. He's gotten reps, and he's shown some agility. He's shown some ability. He's shown some leadership skills. He's shown – the acumen that he has, the acumen to make the right plays and make things happen when they have to be made happen. And he did that once again against the Raiders, man. I'm looking at Bryce. I just love what I see for him right now. And people think it ain't no battle for the backup quarterback position. They think John Wolford automatically has it. And maybe he does. But it's good for the Rams and Sean McVay them to see what Bryce Perkins can do. Also for Bryce too, Isaac, because the way he's playing, man, hell, if he gets cut or his trade value could go up, he could be even put in a better position if he keeps playing well this preseason.
Well, I tell you what, man, competition at every position is always good, and particularly at the backup spot. You got Wolford, you got Perkins, two former ACC quarterbacks who probably battled each other at Virginia and Wake Forest. But here's the thing, Doc. There is a future in this league for the Bryce Perkins of this world. We see it. I mean, you see guys like Russell Wilson who can extend plays, who gives defensive coordinators fits around this league. And they're steadily coming. There's a huge influx of these type quarterbacks that are coming to our league. You just look at what the University of Miami has right now, and Derek King right now. He's a type that can keep the keep plays going. He's accurate, similar to Bryce Perkins. So, you know, God forbid, our starter goes down, but I think we can be okay. We can be maybe 2, 3, 4 games okay by inputting a Bryce Perkins, because he puts that pressure on the defense, which is what's going to happen. You're going to continue to give your own defense rest. You're going to extend drives, 8, 9 play drives, and possibly get points out of them. But at the same time, he's getting valuable experience, man. So that, you know, like we said a couple weeks ago, everybody's being interviewed by every team. So right now, he's not only interviewing for the Los Angeles Rams and the Las Vegas Raiders, who we played against, but every other league, every other team in this league. So, I mean, he's cutting the hate, and he's making some hate for himself.
And speaking of cutting the hay, our offensive line cut a little hay against the Las Vegas Raiders. And what I like to see is that they did play better than they played in their first preseason game, which was also a loss. Now, in that first preseason game, we only ran for 73 yards. But that was against the Chargers. But against the Raiders, man, we actually came out and ran for 129 yards. Raymond Calais got hurt. But the fact of the matter is that they did – make more room for those running backs to find some lanes and find some space to run the rock, because we know that that offensive line is going to be a huge question mark for us. But the offensive line played better. Jake Funk showed some things, showed that he's a tough little running back like we need. But still, man, we need that offensive line to play well. We know we'd have to have them to protect Matthew Stafford, but it has to be encouraging, because it's encouraging to me, man, that those running backs did have more space to run this past weekend.
Now, Doc, we're brutally honest on this show, and I can only say I didn't watch the game. I didn't see any highlights of it. So are we still playing all backups on the offensive line right now?
No, not all backups. We have some guys in there, man, that, like the Whitworths, them dudes ain't playing. But we also have, that offensive line got to have some they have to gel. They have to have some chemistry. So we do have some guys plugged in there that we're going to need. So it ain't like they dealing with all backups, because that's one position you got to have them out there. You don't want them hurt, but we do have some guys in there that we're going to be counting on, that we're trying to see if they can do what's required for them to do. And right now that unit looks better than it looked in that first preseason game. You know what I'm saying? Because you can tell stuff goes on in practice. You got to try to translate it onto the field, and it looks like we did a better job of that in this second preseason game.
Okay. Well, that being said, if any of the starters aren't out there, definitely, once again, we're trying to see who we can plug in and play. I mean, football is a collision sport, and we know that. So injuries happen, especially along and up and down that offensive line. And it's very rare that you have the same starting five group play a full 17-week season. So the guys that are out there playing in preseason right now, we're going to need them, and we need to see who they are. I mean, they can tell us, we can see it on paper, but nothing tells you the truth about who a person is when there's action involved and when you're watching that film.
And I do have to add that Bryce Perkins had 41 yards. So, he had to scramble him. So that's 41 of those 129 yards, but still though, the stat line looks better, man. And that is a great question, because even when you do have offensive starters out there playing in the preseason, a lot of times, man, them dudes know they start. They ain't really giving they all, man, because they ain't trying to get hurt either. You know what I'm saying? They ain't just, they ain't out there just moseying around, because that's when you do get hurt, when you're not out there giving your full effort. But, it's still good to see that, to me, that the stat line looks better. And you didn't watch the game. I watched some of the highlights. And I do, man. They've been talking about Jake Funk. You know what I'm saying? Is that he did. He was running tough, bro. I think a lot of people are pulling for Jake Funk because of the injury situation he had and the fact that, late round draft pick. But I don't know. I don't know if he is that backup. I think that's Xavier Jones. But Jake Funk is making a name for himself. And the way Sean McVay was talking about him, man, sometimes it's hard to make the roster, but it seems like they might be trying to find a spot for Jake Funk, even if it's on the practice squad, or he may be, especially with Raymond being out now, making the roster. So, I'm happy to see the young fella go out there, make some plays and run hard, man. Because if you didn't see it, Isaac, he made a couple of tough runs, man.
Well, if you catch a situation like Mr. Funk is currently in right now, where you have the number one starter at running back already out for the season, and the backup, you're playing under a head coach that has determined that your starters will not play this entire preseason, and that's Daryl Henderson right now. So he has this perfect opportunity, Doc. It's an interview. You can show your power running ability. You can show your agility, what you can do as far as pass rushes is concerned, because you're going to get a lot of different looks in preseason, because you have offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, and special team coaches who are practicing their stuff that they probably wouldn't do in a regular season game. Oh, it's coming in the preseason. So if Funk can hold up under, the huge barrage of plays and stuff like that, he's interviewing for other teams as well. So he may be, he may get a position with us, make the 53-man roster, or play on our practice squad. But there are other teams and coaches that are taking a look at this film, man. It may determine that he can make their squad.
Okay, enough of the preseason, man. I mean, you know, preseason, the guys trying to do what they do and get out there. But these starters now, it's cool that they're not playing. But we also know, man. Now, that's what I'm saying. To them, it's cool that they're not playing. But, bro, you got to get in game mode, man. You can't get in game mode by in practice and just by sitting on the sideline watching action. They got to get out there some kind of way. And right now, I know he said Stafford's probably not going to play this preseason. And he's new to the squad. Henderson's not going to play, but I'm not with them not totally playing at all during the preseason, man, because you don't want game action. The first time you see game action is the first game of the season.
Well, I know for a fact, because since Coach McVay has been at the helm of the Los Angeles Rams, I know for a fact that he isn't a coach. You know, I look at preseason as just one day, one game, probably a practice. It's the most reps that the backups get. In practice, oh, you have live periods, Doc. You have live 907. You have live team. You have live goal line. So these guys are getting their reps. The Aaron Donalds of the world, they are getting in game shape in practice. So these guys are way too smart, way too valuable to have that mindset of, I'm just going to wait till the first game to really start getting hit. Or no, come on, Doc. We're talking about all pros here in the Aaron Donalds. We're talking about Whitworth, who've been in this game for 15 plus years. And Coach Sean McVay, who has come up with a method to keep his players out of physical contact with other teams on preseason game days. But trust me, they're getting to work in practice, man. The great coaches, they do that, man. Everything, you're going to go live, Doc. We got anytime we're putting on the pads, it's going to be live. So they're getting live action in practice.
But is that the same though, bro? As out there in the game, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know it can be. I know it gets very competitive, but I'm just saying because sometimes, bro, unless you got the ones going against the ones, man, I done seen a case where the ones be out there against maybe some guys that's on the fringe. Them dudes don't be wanting to get hit by them dudes on the fringe, man. So sometimes and cats on the fringe, sometimes they be holding up because they don't want to hit this big money player, bro. So that's all I'm saying is it's a respect thing. And a lot of times, cats ain't coming at you the same unless you're going ones against ones. Because ones against ones don't give a damn.
Well, ones against ones, that's mostly when it's live. I can't tell you how many fights I've nearly had or had with Todd Light, with Toby Wright, with Keith Lau. All these guys off the field, I call my buddies, but we locked up. I got his chin strap. He got my face mask. That's just what it is. It's football. So professionals, Doc, being a professional, you know you have to get your body acclimated and ready for the physical contact of the National Football League. Not 16 games, but 17 games. There's only one guy, he told me a story when I first got drafted to the Rams. He told me 1 year, he went through all the training camp. He was a starter. He went through Flipper Anderson. He went through the whole preseason and the first two games without being tackled. He wasn't tackled to like the second game of the season. Now, he was very productive wide receiver. It just so happened that way for him. You know, he's out on the perimeter. He's catching stuff down the field. He's, you know, catching passes and getting out of bounds and getting his yardage. But that, to me, that was amazing. But I say that to say that the physical contact, the collisions will happen in training camp.
Indeed, man. You know, I guess maybe I'm acting like a fan. You kind of want to see the cast out there a little bit because I'm trying to eat. I just want to see Matthew Stafford. See what he can do, but I guess I'm gonna have to wait to the first game of the season, like everybody else, man.
He'll tell you go watch my film. That's what he'll say.
Hey, and if you tell me that, I'm gonna say, all right, bro. When did you win? If I'm watching your damn film, I'm seeing you putting up numbers. When did you win? Then that's how I'm gonna come back at his ass.
Hey, but you're not but you know, in the mindset of a fan versus the mindset of a former player. You know, okay, you say, man, go watch my film. I got production, man. He got 45,000 career passing yards. Doc, that's a lot, Doc.
It is.
That's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot. That's live bullets. A lot. Okay.
I know, but cats want to see what have you done with my clothes on. You did that with somebody else's clothes on. What have you done with my clothes on? My Rams clothes. Let me see that.
I switch clothes every day, and I'm still the same person.
All right, man. Whatever, man. But hey. Good point. You know what I'm saying? But that's you, though. I'm just saying. But I want to ask you this, man. You know, hey, Hall of Fame ceremony situation, all that's over with, man. How has your life changed since then? Has it changed? Or because, you know, has it changed?
Well, Doc, I mean, change is inevitable, right? The growth part is optional. You can either stay the same by your own choosing. You can choose to grow in moments. Now, I got a lot of Hall of Famers before I got voted in. They were telling me how much my life was going to change. I got the same message right before I got married. Doc. Oh, your life is going to change this much. I got the same message when I had my first daughter. Oh, your life is going to change. But no, it really didn't, Doc, because when you prepare for those certain moments and those certain situations, you keep your power. So that change don't affect you. That power that you have affects the change and allows you to grow. You know, one of my sayings that I say every day is that I have grace to embrace every season of life. So there's nothing bigger than me. And I keep it in perspective, and I keep the main thing. And that's just, as you know, the bottom line of it.
Where do you keep the gold jacket? Where is it, since you get to hold on to it now?
In the closet. in the closet, hanging up right now. I ain't seen it since I left camp.
Oh, man. I know you can't wait to get your hands back on it, man. So, I mean, do you wear it to places? I mean, or only do you wear it when Hall of Famers come back around?
No, man. I mean, I'm not a clout chaser. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, it's the same thing with my jersey. When I used to have appearances, they used to ask me, will you wear your jersey? And I'd be like, no, I'm not that jersey. That jersey is a part of me. So I enjoy the jacket, but no, man. I ain't clout chasing, man. That's what it is. If I'm asked to wear it for a paid appearance, a lucrative paid appearance, by all means, I'm bringing the jacket. That's for y'all, not for me.
Hold on. Not just a paid appearance, a lucrative.
Lucrative, yes. Paid appearance. You get what you order, Doc. You should have what you say. So lucrative. Appearance.
Gotcha, man. Sounds good to me. Hey, man, anything else you want to add, bro, before we bounce about this episode of Ramblings, man?
So we got one preseason game left with the Rams, man. So I, you know, this is normally the final preseason game is that game where you in the past you wouldn't see any starters play. So I mean, we're not playing our starters anyhow, but it's that last opportunity for these guys who are on the fringe right now of, I'll say, staying in the league, Doc, because it may not happen with the Los Angeles Rams, but bam, you'll be a Las Vegas Raider before you know it. So it's that last opportunity this year for those guys to, you know, impress somebody, catch somebody's eye, and get out there and get and have a job for this for the next 6 months.
Hey, man, we still don't, even though it don't matter, bro, we still don't like to look at no winless record, man. You want to get at least one dub, dog. You know what I'm saying? I know it don't matter, but it just don't look good, dog, to me. What?
Execution, man. Are you executing? And we have to go to practice to find that out.
Gotcha, man. Yeah. Well said. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.